الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وبعد، as we know, I'm sure we've learned from this gathering that La ilaha illallah is the key to paradise. Indeed, even this has been described in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he has said that مصباح الجنة لا إله إلا الله, the key to paradise is La ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for this statement, and He will judge us on this statement, whether we achieved it or not. However though, while the earliest Muslims, the Prophet's companions, understood that this statement was not merely just a profession on the tongue, but that this statement also required certain beliefs, certain actions, in order for a person to achieve the testimony, later Muslims and later generations thought and still believe that by merely saying La ilaha illallah, a person will go to paradise. Yes, it is true, the Prophet ﷺ did say that whoever's last words are La ilaha illallah, he will enter into paradise. This is true. However, did the Prophet ﷺ just mean that if you just say these words on one's tongue without actually believing in them or without actually achieving them, that this is will be given to you? Of course not, if we look at the Quran and Sunnah and study it well. This reminds me of this misconception of a story which I often relate at this times like these, of a professor who we had in the Washington DC area, a college professor, mathematics professor. And because he wanted to make sure that his students would all make it to paradise, he would start off the beginning of each semester by telling them, say La, and all the kids in the class would say La, say Ilaha, they would all say Ilaha, say Illa, they would all say Illa, say Allah, they would all say Allah. He said, okay, they're all going to go to paradise. And he would just go on teaching mathematics the rest of the semester. This shows that the person didn't understand what was the meaning of the words of the Prophet ﷺ, that whoever says La ilaha illallah will enter into paradise. I mean, it doesn't just mean just to say these words on one's tongue, but rather there are certain conditions that must be fulfilled in order for the statement to benefit the one who speaks it. These conditions have been taken from the Book of Allah and from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The most important condition is knowledge of its meaning, because in the end it's a testimony. And every testimony, whenever you testify or you bear witness to something, you must know what it means. We understand this. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pointed this out in the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Know that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. So the first condition